Understanding the seven main chakras is vital. Here's a simple guide that explains these essential power centers. Our world and the universe that we reside in is made up of energy. Energy is what keeps us going. So, where does this personal life force energy come from? The answer to this is that the energy force of life comes directly from the seven chakras. These centers are located within our etheric body. Each of the seven main chakras empowers an aspect of our consciousness. For understanding the chakras, think of them as the flow of energy operating in your life. The energy of the chakras is subtle rather than physical. Those with clairvoyant vision speak of the chakras as vortexes of energy. Each vortex spins and radiates a unique color. Notably, the more energy flowing through the chakras, the faster they turn. Wheels of light go round and round. The word chakra originates from an ancient Sanskrit word meaning wheels of light. As mentioned, these wheels are spinning vortexes that draw in energy. In Hinduism, Buddhism, and Jainism, a chakra is defined as a non-physical energy center of power. Additionally, chakra centers are situated where the crossing points of energy channels called nadis meet. To further explain, nadis are the conduits in the subtle body through that the life force, prana, circulates. The chakras, aligned with our spine, are linked to our body's different areas and functions. These functions range from the mental to physical to spiritual aspects of our being. Importantly, chakras act as a conduit for the energy to flow through the body. More importantly, they direct energy throughout the entire body. The concept of the chakras goes back to ancient India. The teachings of the chakras go back to the Hindu yogas in ancient India. The chakras were brought to the Western world's attention in the early 1900s by Madame Helena Blavatsky. Blavatsky spent years in India learning ancient teachings from Tibetan masters. Since then, metaphysical students and healers have focused heavily on the functions of the chakra system. In a nutshell, once you understand what the chakras are and how they influence your overall energy field, you'll have a better understanding of yourself. And hopefully, how to make essential improvements in your life. An overview of the seven main chakras. The seven main chakras are not only wheels of light, but are the wheels of life. Sad to say, few people choose to study additional chakras beyond the seven primary centers. This is because there are hundreds more contained within our human energy field. The seven main in-body chakras are the ones that have a significant impact on your aura. Ultimately, the condition of their health impacts your overall health and well-being. Understanding the effects of these seven primary in-body chakras and their purpose goes a long way towards keeping them healthy. Not only that, but one must continually monitor that they are fully open. And even more critical, are continuing to circulate the vital life source energy throughout the body. The seven main chakras start with the root chakra at the base of the spine. They end with the crown chakra at the top of the head. The root chakra, also called the first chakra, this chakra is located at the base of the spine. It's the only chakra that faces downwards. The root chakra is associated with the color of vibrant red. Things that stimulate this chakra include gardening, getting plenty of exercise and sleep, and all things red. This includes food, beverages, clothing, gemstones, and essential oils. The root chakra is our major connection with the earth. Its function is for providing a secure environment, self-preservation, and practical living in the everyday world. This is where we build our survival skills, the feeling of belonging to a group, and carry the instilled beliefs of family and society. This chakra is also where we feel grounded, safe, and secure. An imbalance within the root chakra can lead to depression, fatigue, anemia, frequent colds, and sciatica. The sacral chakra. Also called the second chakra, the sacral chakra is located in the lower abdomen. It's associated with the color of vibrant orange. Things that stimulate the sacral chakra are soothing baths, massages, and all things orange, including food, clothing, and essential oils. The sacral chakra deals with our emotions and sexuality. Its function is to connect us to others through feeling, desire, sensation, and movement. Ideally, this chakra also brings us fluidity and grace, depth of feeling, creative fire, and sexual fulfillment. Finally, the second chakra is where we learn to accept the ebb and flow of change. An imbalance within the sacral chakra can lead to alcoholism, drug addiction, eating disorders, lower back pain, yeast infections, impotency, and depression. The solar plexus chakra. Also called the third chakra, the solar plexus chakra is associated with the color of vibrant yellow. It's located right above the navel. This chakra is stimulated by such things as learning, reading, challenging your mind, spending time in the sunshine, and all things yellow. This includes food, beverages, clothing, lemons, and gemstones. The solar plexus chakra's function is how we process our personal power, self-will, self-esteem, and self-acceptance. It's how we relate to others in the physical world. It's also where we feel events of intuition. This chakra is used by physical mediums to produce physical phenomena and feats of psychokinesis, which is the moving of objects with powers of the mind. An imbalance within the solar plexus chakra can lead to digestive problems, ulcers, and even diabetes. The heart chakra. Also called the fourth chakra, the heart chakra is located at the center of the chest, in most teachings. The heart chakra is associated with the color of vibrant green. It's stimulated by having fun with loved ones, all things green. This includes edibles, clothing, eucalyptus oils, and again, spending time in nature. The heart chakra is just like the name sounds. And its function, when balanced and healthy, is related to love and emotions. It provides integration for the mind, body, ego, and a feeling of unity. This chakra allows us to love ourselves, love others, love deeply, feel compassion, feel warm fuzzy, joy, and excitement. Additionally, this chakra is associated with clear empathy. An imbalance within the heart chakra can lead to breathing disorders, breast cancer, high blood pressure, frequent chest pains, and problems with the immune system. The throat chakra. Also called the fifth chakra, the throat chakra is located at the throat just like it sounds. It's associated with the color of cobalt blue, and is stimulated by poetry, singing, good conversation, food, and drinks that are blue. This includes blue gemstones and clothing and the use of blue essential oils. The throat chakra is related to verbal communication and creative expression. Here we experience the world through the vibration of spoken language. Also, this chakra allows us the latitude to speak our truth and to clearly express what we think and feel. It's also where we can convey our ideas as well. Furthermore, this chakra is where we can create musical expression with our own voice. This chakra is associated with clairaudience. An imbalance within the throat chakra can lead to thyroid problems, bouts of flu, mouth and jaw problems, hormone disorders, bloating, a circumflex eurosentence. Surprisingly, PMS. The brow chakra. Also called the sixth chakra, or Anja, The brow chakra is located in the middle of the forehead just above the eyes. It's associated with the color of vibrant deep indigo, a purplish blue color. To add to this, the sixth chakra is stimulated by indigo food and beverages, indigo gemstones, gazing at the stars, and a penchant for indigo essential oils such as lavender. Vitally important, the brow chakra is the center for our intuitive sensing and feeling. The third eye is related to the act of seeing, both physically, objective vision, and psychically, subjective vision. Intuitive thoughts filter down from the third eye chakra to the solar plexus chakra as intuitive feelings. This chakra works in tandem with the seventh chakra. This chakra is associated with the psychic sense of clairvoyance. An imbalance within the brow chakra can lead to sleep problems and learning disorders. The crown chakra. Also called the seventh chakra, the crown chakra is located at the crown, or top of the head. It's the only in-body chakra that faces upwards. The color the seventh chakra is associated with a soothing violet. This chakra helps us focus on spiritual learning and understanding of our various levels of consciousness. It also connects us with higher dimensions. The crown chakra relates to consciousness as pure awareness. As mentioned, it is our connection to the divine world beyond our waking awareness to a timeless space of all-knowing. It is the opening to our own divine God source. Ultimately, this chakra brings us knowledge, wisdom, spiritual connection, and bliss. This chakra is also associated with psychic knowing, or claircognizance. Things that stimulate this chakra include violet oils, violet food such as eggplant, and beverages. Most significantly, it helps us with setting goals and the dream state. An imbalance within the crown chakra can lead to headaches and migraines, rashes, and problems with coordination. In conclusion, as you've learned in this post, life is about energy, and the chakras are about providing us with this energy. Again, these energy centers contain the universal life force that circulates through us and brings us the life experience. In general, you can think of the chakras as the storehouses and transmitters of the universal energetic flow. More specifically, each chakra represents distinct frequencies within the universal construct. Ultimately, the chakras interact with the electromagnetic energy field and transforms this field into the vital energy that sustains us. This field is called the aura.